When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Spider-Man to die 8 times. Kare Andrews accused of using AI. You could be in G.I. Joe number 1. This is Comic Book Club News for July 4, 2024. Tired of killing characters just to bring them back a month later, Marvel is planning on killing Spider-Man 8 times in an upcoming storyline. Or at least, the 10-part saga is titled The 8 Deaths of Spider-Man. Per PR provided to Comic Book Club by Marvel, after writer Zeb Wells exits the title, the writing team of Joe Kelly and Justina Ireland, along with artists Ed McGuinness and Gleb Meldikov, will take over Amazing Spider-Man for a 10-issue run. Though details beyond that are slim, including exactly when the run will start. Smart Money says October, but the PR only notes, quote, fall. They do also note that there will be further news about Amazing Spider-Man and current artist John Romita Jr. coming soon. Possibly as soon as San Diego Comic-Con later on this month. Stay tuned, true believers. The latest comic book artist to be accused of using AI in their work, Kare Andrews, for Marvel's Spider-Man Reign 2 number 1. With the release of the highly anticipated sequel this week, readers took to social media to point out several panels from the issue they believe used AI to generate images. Specifically, background art in 2 panels that don't match Andrews' regular, highly stylized and idiosyncratic art style. While nothing has been conclusively proven about his work here, this is far from the first artist who has been called out for using the, quote, technology. Andrea Sorrentino was accused of using AI for recent issues of Batman, though nothing seemed to come from that other than online fur. Meanwhile, Francesco Mattina potentially used AI for multiple DC Comics covers, and subsequently had his variants pulled from the rotation while DC investigated. However, Brian Reber, the colorist on the book, pushed back on the accusations in a thread on X, formerly Twitter. Said Reber, quote, I'm not one for statements, but Kare and I have been accused of using AI. I've worked as hard as I can, ever since I could hold a crayon, to becoming a better artist. Art is a part of my goals, my passion, and my dreams. I've worked too hard to hand those over to an app. Just going to add that we've used mixed media photo bashing to build up backgrounds to get a realistic look to the environments. We've done this in all of our collaborations going back to Erratic One from AWA Studios. We've reached out to Marvel for comment about Andrew's work in Spider-Man Reign 2, but did not receive word back as of this recording time. You could be featured in an upcoming issue of G.I. Joe. Yes, you! As part of a promotion called Choose Your Side, Skybound is asking members of their Skybound Insiders program to submit photos in order to be featured in an ad in an upcoming issue of the series. And in the process, you'll have to choose G.I. Joe or Cobra. Not sure how they're going to handle everyone wanting to be Cobra, but hey, not my job. The neat news here is that if you submit your photo, you will almost definitely be featured, as every valid entry will be included in an upcoming issue of the book, starting with the premiere in November. The ads will continue to run until Skybound runs out of submissions. In order to submit, head to www.gijoechooseyourside.com by September 8, 2024. You must be a member of Skybound Insider, 18+, a legal resident of the US, UK, or Canada, except Quebec. And also, I assume at least one person needs to choose G.I. Joe. I'll let you decide which one of you is going to take the bullet there. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and happy 4th of July! Now it's time for me to go grill up some comics. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.